Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Our arbitrator, counselor, and mediator. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Two companies working on a contract experience irreconcilable differences. Two teams during a game disagree on the interpretation of a particular rule. A husband and wife have problems that threaten to break up their marriage. In each case, the need is the same: an arbitrator, umpire, counselor, mediator, someone to reconcile the alienated parties. In a similar way, sin has caused a breach in our relationship with God. But it is not an irreconcilable difference, Matthew Henry explains. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Sin has broken the friendship between God and humanity. The heart of the sinner is filled with enmity against God, and God is justly offended by the sinner. Yet there may be a reconciliation. The offended majesty of heaven is willing to be reconciled. He has appointed the mediator of reconciliation, Jesus Christ. As God is willing to be reconciled to us, we ought to be reconciled to God. And it is the great end and design of the gospel, the word of reconciliation, to prevail upon sinners to lay aside their enmity against God. Wonderful condescension. God can be no loser by the quarrel, nor gainer by the peace. Yet by his ministers he beseeches sinners to lay aside their enmity and accept the terms he offers, that they would be reconciled to him, to believe in the mediator, to accept the atonement, and comply with his gospel. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6, verse 2.
Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 6. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Ambassadors represent their native lands in foreign countries. They provide the crucial link between homeland and host land. Your privilege as a Christian on planet Earth is similar, to represent the mediator and his native land. to be involved in the ministry of reconciliation by sharing the word of reconciliation with sinners alienated from God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.